this is one I was hammering at when we were having the discussion about the new plan. Do these new numbers, where we know we just saved 20% of our water by patching holes, and we can save 40% of our water by not doing the production that we're currently doing, that gives me 60% of our water in the new plant. We're only going to be producing 40% of what we're currently producing, correct? Plus or minus a little bit, because I would imagine there's some backflushing and so on. Is the plant correctly sized by the engineers with these new outflow numbers?
I don't have my guess is that that information has not yet been provided to them, but it needs to be. So I will get back to you with that.
Okay.
I know that they are working closely with them on a number of things, so it may very well have been reported to them already, but I don't know the answer to that.
Go ahead.
Two things. To Assemblymember Prusumka's point, I believe when we talked about that at the workshop, the point was made that we have to, as a community, spend a minimum amount of money before the grant and loan option is available to us. So even if we size the plant down, we would still have to pay out of pocket ourselves the same amount.
We have to spend the full loan amount in order to get any of the grant money associated with that.
So, but secondly, I wonder if we could go back to, Lisa, I did not understand what you said about 40% of our water is lost in making water. Can you describe that better to me?
So the amount of water, treated water, that is expended to go back into the flushing and the cleaning of the sand equates to 40% of the total production. All of the water that we use in the process to clean, do the roughing, filter, cleaning, clean the sand, all of that stuff has to be clean water. It's already treated. And so what the information was that I got today is that that's approximately 40% of the total amount of water we're producing. We are losing in production.
What's our total output per year?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is that taking into account the spilled water?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which we're trying to address.
We are. Yes, that's correct. Okay. We are in the process of addressing that. But currently, yes.
Okay.
What's our total output per year?
I don't have that committed to memory.
Can you send me that? Because I'd like to see what that 40% equates to.
Yeah, I have that information.
Millions of gallons.
So basically once we have a newer, more efficient system, we should never have a water shortage.
Well, I'm not going to go that
far. Yeah, I know. That's an exaggeration, okay, but yeah.
Mr. Mayor. Yeah, we will have much better drinking water. I know we're just barely scooting by the standards, and I think they go up next year if I read right.
There are, I don't know when they are, but there are always increases to drinking water standards, and it's what you have to extract, the difference between what comes in and what, all sorts of crazy stuff. The other thing that are we ready to move on from water? I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump. The assembly had requested that the hospital administrator be here to talk about continued cost-saving measures. He was unable to be here due to a prior commitment, but he will be here at the next meeting to address that. So I just wanted to follow up with you on that.
Can we please get the numbers where the hospital's currently at?
Yes, but I forgot to print off that email that has that stuff. So I will email that out to you in a
subsequent. Can I please ask that in the future, some hospital representative is here? We're $250,000 into that hospital.
Yep.
And I really want to understand what they're doing to save money, what cost measures, and we need an update here, and to let us know that he can't make it is fine, but maybe Dorn can come or somebody else.
I did not ask that of him when he said he could not be here.
I think so. I need to see increased accountability.
Okay.
Thank you.
In other very positive news, the Helping Our Parks project at City Park took place this last Saturday, and the project raised over $15,000. The first HOP project in 2017 raised over $15,000 locally and resurfaced the volunteer trail and performed building maintenance and trail brushing. the second hop project, which was at City Park this year on April 21st. They got over $2,000 fundraised and an additional sponsorship from additional $1,000 from First Bank. There were 60 volunteers and staff that logged over 280 hours of volunteer time on Saturday. There was maintenance and cleanup tasks that were completed throughout the park and the lower cemetery, picnic and bench repairs, shelter improvements, and general cleanup and brushing. And there are additional funding opportunities being explored as the department plans to submit a proposal to the Rasmussen Foundation for one of their Tier 1 grants. And I don't know if the link has been provided to you. I can send this out for you to get on and vote every day if you can for Wrangell to be considered for a national grant of up to $20,000 for our park. So just I want to give a huge shout out to those volunteers from the community who showed up to help with the hop this weekend. Thank you very much. Again, in good news, the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department was successful in obtaining a grant for miscellaneous equipment in the amount of $7,005. However, they applied to FEMA for three other grants through the Assistance to Firefighters program. They applied for turnouts, air packs, and a fire truck, and none of those were successful, unfortunately. They got notification today. As such, you will see an agenda item at the next meeting for the purchase of turnouts. The assembly, those were budgeted for in this year's CIP budget, so they were waiting to see if they were successful in obtaining grant funding, and as they were not, that expenditure will be coming to you. Some of you may be aware that there was a boat that was picked at the boatyard today, and the boat had been moved up and was having maintenance done on it, was being power washed, and was being lowered and was between 6 and 8 inches off the ground when the middle of the front three straps slipped and the front of the boat hit the ground. Because it was being lowered, all of the staff and personnel were out of the way. There was never a safety issue there. First indications are that there were no issues with the boat, but the owner and his appropriate crews are looking at that to make sure that there's no damage to the vessel. The Port Department, Greg Meisner, is going to provide us with a full report on everything. It seems as if everything was done appropriately. How that middle strap slipped, we're just not sure yet. But the straps were seemingly placed appropriately. So the good news is that nobody was injured or nothing catastrophic happened. But I just wanted to let you know, if you should hear that there'll be a report coming forthwith. Also, I wanted to let you know, just a reminder, that we have three department director positions listed. I'm sure people outside of Wrangell wonder what the heck that horrific city manager is doing, that three of the department heads are leaving. So the electric supervisor position is obviously posted, the Nolan Center director position is posted, and the finance director position is newly posted. We also have the Nolan Center custodian position posted. That position is currently vacant as well. So my hope is that we will begin interviewing for the Nolan Center director position toward the end of this week. We do have a number of qualified applicants for that position. We have applicants for both the electric supervisor, I'll back up here in just a second, for the electric supervisor and the finance director position. Several of those, however, only a couple of which appear to be viable applicants right now. So we will keep you posted on that. What I would like to do, Mr. Mayor, if that's okay, is ask that in each of these interviews that a member of the assembly sit in on the interview panel for the department heads, if that would be okay. I would just one, obviously, and there'll be a panel of staff in addition to the assembly members. So, Mr. Mayor, do you mind if I ask assembly members to participate?
I have no problem with that if they don't.
Okay. I apologize.
I think it would be a good thing, really. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Larrabee.
Yeah, go ahead.
I may not be able to ask this at this point, but are any of the applicants local?
There are some local applicants.
Okay.
Not for all of them, but there are some local applicants. That's okay. Correct. We are also awaiting additional TSS, total suspended solids, sampling that the water plant has sent out for results on the forced to filter stuff. And my understanding is that things have not been as positive for that pilot test as could be. So we will be providing you with additional information as we have it, and letting you know what our recommended course of action is moving forward. So I don't think I have anything else at this time.
Lisa, can we get an update on where we're at with starting to go around and give notices to community members that have a lot of junk in there?
You can get an update on that when I have it.
I'm cleaning up junk in there.
I think that was supposed to start happening next month.
Yes.
Did we send out letters to everybody?
We did get a first round of letters out, but as I was asked by a member of the public the other day, is there going to be a second set of letters sent out?
Well, I think we sent the first set. That's probably good. We noticed it. We put it in the newspaper. We've had things. I guess what I would really not want to see is that we don't live to our own timeline. We have given people, I think, 6 to 8 months to be working on this. And what I don't want to have, which is why I asked for those letters to go out, is I don't want people running to us saying, we didn't know. And so everybody knew. We offered free dump times. We've gone above and beyond. Now it's time that we go out and start enforcing.
There's always good measure in saying, okay, now we really mean it. So we'll probably do that.
What is the timeline on that? Because I'm concerned that, you know, we're going to get too close to the tourist season, and that there are some real eyesores out there right now that are well within the purview of our tourists.
How do I put this appropriately? Please don't hold your breath that those will be cleaned up by the time the visitors get here.
What's the? I'm sorry.
I will put together a sheet for the assembly, and I will pull that back out, and we will revisit that. Okay. And how we're going to get that accomplished with everything else, I'm not quite sure, but we're going to give it a shot.
Mr. Mayor, when is Channel coming back?
I'll get the barge timeline as well. Okay. Anything else?
Just the update on the safety, Mr. Mayor. I'm just curious. I've sort of done an impromptu survey of seatbelt use among city employees. Of 60 or so people that I passed, including many supervisors, there was maybe three. And the irony was that some of the people that I saw the first time weren't using seatbelts the next time. It seems like such a simple thing to me. And that if folks aren't wearing seatbelts, it says that there's something less convenient than a seatbelt. They're really not following through. So I don't know where we're at with that or how we do something about it. But
so. I addressed, following our last assembly meeting, we have a department head staff meeting the Wednesday mornings following all of our Tuesday staff meetings, and the safety issue was a significant conversation at our last staff meeting. And so the bigger discussion that we had, the bigger part of the discussion surrounded safety meetings and having safety meetings that actually resulted in something happening. And there was a lot of discussion about what previously happened, and that things started out well, and then it turned into meetings where things were not really happening. And I actually ended up having a meeting last week with one of the union shop stewards to discuss safety as well. This is a concern of the union, and the union contract specifies that there will be regular safety meetings. And so one of the things that was brought to my attention is, we can have all the safety meetings we want, but if there isn't follow-through to address safety concerns that are raised by the staff, then there's not incentive to participate in proactive safety activities. And that's not to say that people shouldn't be exercising their own personal protection for themselves and for their coworkers and for our city assets and equipment. Everybody should be responsible for doing that all the time. It's an expectation, and it's the law in many instances, in fact. So There still is a paradigm shift, but the responsibility lies on both sides, both that of the employees and of the administration. So when there is a legitimate safety issue that's brought up, it should be addressed. And so I think there needs to be concurrent mutual approach to this in making sure that things are being addressed from both sides. And so, as I mentioned here, I will have a plan moving forward to you. And I said in the next 4 weeks, I'm not going to lie, the level of expectation is here with regard to concurrent things happening. And I'm not complaining, I'm just saying not all of it can be done right now. So please understand when I push back with the time frame, it's not because I'm trying to be insolent or respectful, it's that I'm trying to be honest about what can be done when we've got other things going on. So
I completely respect that, and I think one of my concerns is that you have supervisors, and your supervisors are there to supervise the staff. And so I think really the expectation is that the supervisors have to start taking some action on the safety violations. We had four worker complaints.
No, it's more than that. Five or six, I think we've had, yeah. And some of them are as small as a brush cutter twisting a knee, you know, stepping on a rock sort of a thing, so.
But I really, I appreciate that you are stretched to the max, but these supervisors are driving around and working with their staff.
That's
and
correct.
See the staff. And so, number one, if someone's violating the law as a worker of the city of Wrangell, to me that's a fairly serious offense.
Agreed.
So not wearing your seatbelt is a serious offense because that's violating the law. And I'm sure we have policies about smoking in vehicles, dogs in vehicles, those sort of things. And the supervisors need to be the ones that are coming down, and whether it's writing staff up or days off they'll pay, I'm not sure what, but safety has to be our primary concern. The supervisors, you can't do that. That has to come from them.
Agreed, Assemblymember Prezonka, but what I need to make sure of is that I'm sending a clear message about what the expectation is that I have for the department directors and the supervisors, so that there is a clear message being delineated from them to the supervisors to the staff. And so that we don't have people going at this from different points of view. Certainly, I absolutely want to divest myself of specific responsibility in trying to get to all of the staff. I don't have the time or capacity to do that. But I need to make sure that I have a clear direction in my mind and to the staff to be able to make sure that everybody's going out on a united front to do the same thing.
At our school board meetings, we always have the directors of each individual facility come in. The principals come in and do their principals report each board meeting on a monthly or every other month basis. Could we have our division supervisors come in and give us a report during the assembly meeting? Where would that and maybe we could have a safety briefing as part of our assembly agenda each meeting? So maybe important.
I think it having them come in is kind of outside of our realm. We're prohibited by ordinance from having anything to do with any employees. Except for the borough clerk and the borough manager. And we're supposed to work through them and them through
us. Okay.
And not directly with any employee.
Okay.
So I think that would be a problem.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Does that sound accurate?
Okay. Well, and they can report to the manager, and the manager can then report to the assembly.
How many city employees have been wrote up for safety violations ever?
Ever, I don't have any idea.
Has there ever been any in the past?
I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't asked that question, and I have not. That is, out of fairness in response to you, I have not asked that question of any of my staff currently. So,
I imagine this is a long this has been happening for a long time, right? To change the culture is going to take time. And, you know, I don't know if we can deal with it in the city manager's report. If some member Prusenko would like to add it as an agenda item in a future meeting or something to have a more thorough discussion, but...
Like it was a topic that was here, so...
In my manager's
report. In your manager's report, it was a topic. So I think it's fair to discuss it as a topic. And, you know, our neighbors are going through a lawsuit over in Petersburg, and it was it's more than likely going to wind up in a lawsuit. Sorry, right now it's a criminal matter, but the young people that were killed in the recreation van were not buckled up. Nobody was. And the culture was, we don't wear seatbelts. The other day, the school van pulled up outside of the running track, and all the kids bailed out. Not one was wearing a seatbelt. It's the culture. And it's all fine till it's not. The city could be, Petersburg could be on the hook for a great deal of liability because of what that is. So I know it sounds mean that we want people to wear seatbelts, but it's the law, and it saves lives. It's the simplest thing we can do. So anyways, that's my safety thing.
That's all I have for my manager's report.
Any further questions, comments?
Thank you.
Thank you. Your clerk's fine.
Other than what's in my report, I don't know.
And item 9, mayor and assembly business. Does any of you assembly member have any reports or anything?
Mr. Mayor. Yes. I attended the hospital board meeting last week, and the income is down low. I didn't bring the numbers up. They said it was just a slow month. Their supply budget is 6%. They're 6% below what their supply budget was, and they said that was due to staff making cuts and being more mindful of their spending. They're operating with 25 days cash on hand, which includes the money from us. And I think they said without us, they're up to 17 days.
That I do remember, actually, from the email that I should have printed off. It's actually 9.
Is it 9?
It's 9. Not 9 point something.
Okay.
Without the borough's money.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'd like to request a future agenda item. I want us to continue the water treatment plant report on the production and any...
Absolutely.
And have that running report for every assembly meeting.
Absolutely.
Mr. Mayor, I have one
yes.
thing. Sorry. Engineers or architects or whoever's coming in and the maintenance people are going to be in town this week to go through our hospital.
They are here, yes. And I actually ran into them last night at the Stick. One of them happens to be a former planning commissioner of mine in Valdez. So he and I chatted last night, and they were in touch with City Hall here this morning to get electronic copies of plans and things. Incidentally, it's also my understanding that there was a surprise state inspection that showed up this week as well. So... the state inspectors are here doing their due diligence inspection while the search crew is here doing their evaluation as well.
Long-term care.
This may be a small or trivial point, but I attended a movie this weekend, and again, the bleachers were not up, and I heard a lot of grumbling from people.
Bleachers.
The stands were not up. And there were a lot of people grumbling.
I thought it was because it was a bad movie, but that's...
Well, that very well may be, but the grumbling, I actually had several people approach me and say, you know, there are not activities going on. Why were the stands not up?
Well,
I realize there may be a staffing
huge
issue.
Huge, short staff issue.
Is it the young kids that are supposed to be working that... are not available
it is
or
entire well we are completely just, without a custodian position right
okay.
now that position is vacant and we are lacking quite a few other staff members as well
so. Any idea what it takes to assemble those and remove them?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is it's not the kids that do it.
Okay
I don't think they can.
Yeah, you have to be a certain age to be able to use tools and do things like that.
Can we find out, just since I've been asked by multiple people, what it takes to assemble those and
indeed.
And, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, yes. I think some of the guys from Public Works used to volunteer and go down and do it, so that might be a place to start.
Volunteer?
Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe not volunteer, probably.
Don't volunteer. But it is a member of the Public Works crew, and it's it's built up.
Okay. I'll find out about that.
Any other reports? Let's see. Item 10, mayor and assembly appointments. There are none to be filled. How about that?
That's a first.
First for about 2 or 3 years at least.
There will be one coming up with when Lee leaves. So, but that's going to be for a little bit. So.
Can we make him stay?
Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. Is there anybody that signed up?
We have no hearing.
Other than Alicia, she already spoke her piece. Then we go on to, we had Noel on. Oh, we do have unfinished business. Item 12A, proposed resolution number 04-18-1404. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the position of groundman meter technician in the amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Move to approve resolution number 04-18-1404, providing for the amendment of the job description for the position of groundman meter technician in the amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Second. Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Yes. Mayor, I do have one correction. Actually, Jay Rhodes, in reviewing this version, did find an error that I made where the section is that reads, installation and testing of transformers is also required. This should actually be current transformers or CTs. And so if the assembly does not have any objection to that, that change will be made.
Any further discussion?
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm still going to stand my point on that. I still think this is something to do with collective bargaining. And to tell someone to tell me otherwise and why we are actually doing it, that's how I feel.
I had a question maybe for the manager. The current person in this position, I mean, partly why we've been told we're trying to address this is that they're doing additional duties. And I was curious, were they hired in at a low level or the stepwise up from that? And has there been sort of consideration in the existing great salary grade for what they're doing?
I do not know the answer to whether or not they were hired in at the early range, at the low level, like at step A or step A or further up the chain. And I have not been asked to approve any extension or let's say skip in grade levels, or not grade, but step levels on that since I've been here.
I can actually answer that. We were in a meeting and he was hired at step 7 from the original thing.
Is it start at 1?
It does.
It starts at 1. He was this person was hired at step 7. The problem...
Go ahead.
The problem I have with this is it's all there in black and white what you were supposed to be doing. So I don't see where... I just don't understand. There's no, it's not like we were trying to hide what he's supposed to do or not supposed to do. And I see all these comparatives, but that Mr. Hammer put in here, but a lot of it is not, it's irrelevant because you don't have every bit of information on these comparatives. I mean, I've actually tried to look them up and a lot of it's not there. So these comparatives to me are totally irrelevant. I just don't, I have a hard time raising pay and all that stuff on something that's, you know, you knew what you were going to do when you got in the job. So I have a hard time with that. I mean, it's, I mean, we're always talking about we're going to add to our budget to add more people, and now we're starting to, you know, raise pay rates for the job that's already being done.
Anyone else? I know Mark said that the linemen are doing the work now. Do we want to pay linemen to do a ground tech two job? I agree with Assemblymember Powell. The work that we need getting done is getting done by certified men. He was hired to do a certain job. And I always like to see guys advance and get more pay going down the line, but right now we're asking everybody to make cuts. I just